Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for some of you shaking in the thought that we might have been wrong about the average body temperature being 98.6, we have another sort of age-old thought or truth that might not necessarily be true anymore, the coin toss. Now, I have never thought a coin toss was 50-50. Heads, tails, 50-50 shot of it being heads, 50-50 shot of it being tails, no. Because the heads, depending on the coin, like a quarter, one of the older quarters, there'd be a head, right? And that head would have a concave shape. And then on the back, the tails, there would be a, like a wingspan, right? Well, so I always thought it's probably going to go to tails. I always choose tails. When I do a coin toss, I always choose tails. And I'm usually right. So I feel there's a bias towards that. Maybe because the wind comes up and gets it, or I don't know. But I've never thought coin tosses were 50-50. Well, scientists looked into it. And according to Scoop Upworthy, they are reporting that scientists tossed 350,757 coins, and they found that coin tosses are not far from equal odds. Ratio was not always 50-50. The study was conducted by American mathematician Percy Diaconis, and he revealed that coin tosses were actually based on bias. A PhD candidate, Francisek Bartos, studying psychological methods at the University of Amsterdam, conducted a preprint study on ARXIV that built on the original paper from Percy Diaconis. Wait, actually, I think Percy had said also that it wasn't 50-50. But what they did is they used this probability model called the Diaconis model. And it says it changes the way humans have been understanding coin tosses for a long time. According to the Diaconis model, precession causes the coin to spend more time in the air with the initial side facing up. Consequently, the coin has a higher chance of landing on the same side. Hence, it's a same side bias. So they got 48 people to flip 350,757 coins from 46 different countries to come up with their results. And they found that there was a 51 chance to land on the same side. Ooh, hey, that's still a lot. And so the team discovered that the probability of coin tosses was affected by the individual tossing it. So if you were biased towards heads, you started with heads, and you flipped it, there's a minute chance it's going to land on heads, then tails, and vice versa. The team came to the conclusion that coin tosses were subtly influenced by the person doing it. While these numbers may not seem huge, they could lead to predictable results in certain scenarios. And it's fun. You look at the mathematics and you see the curves and the, you know, then and the data. It's interesting. So they go, if you bet a dollar on an outcome of a coin toss, paying $1 to enter and then winning either 0 or 2, and you repeat the bet 1,000 times, knowing the starting position of the coin toss could earn you $19 on average. So they're saying there is 19 out of 1,000 times it is not going to go 50-50. So it's interesting, especially when people put their life decisions. I think the term is called coiners. Have you heard of this? In schools, there's kids that will flip a coin to make a decision about what they're going to do. So if a teacher gives them an assignment, they flip a coin. Heads, they'll do it. Tails, they won't. And they live their life by the coin. I think they're called coiners. If you guys know what they're called, 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, let me know. But I've heard of this, where there are individuals that will live their life by the coin. I live in a gambling state, Nevada. They said this team looked at how I think it could be an advantage at casino. They said they state that this would be more than the advantage at a casino. Oh, more than the advantage a casino would have for blackjack with six decks, etc. The team reveals how the casino would make $5 on a comparable bet, but it would be less than the advantage they had in a single zero roulette, where they would make $27 on average. So, you know, I don't care so much about gambling, but what I care about is people using these things to make their life decisions. And I'm not criticizing them, because I would do that. I had to make a decision about something, and I couldn't do it. And I asked God, I go, give me a sign. And I was looking for a sign, and I didn't get the sign. So I told myself, this was like 25 years ago, I turned on the computer and I gave different parameters. You know, if something comes up, although we didn't really have pop-ups at the time, or if I play solitaire and I win, then that means I have to do this. Oh, you know who does things like that is he loves me not, with a flower. You know, if there's a sign, then the flower will tell you because of the last petal. He loves me, he loves me not. He loves me, he loves me not. Although I always thought is when you drop the petal, it means he loves you not. I don't know. But people do that because they think there's another power, and maybe it's God, or maybe it's another entity, or who knows, that will guide you or will tell you what to do. So you want, well, the reason why people do that with a coin toss is they think it's 50-50. But if you always start with heads, like when I hold a coin, I always hold heads on top. Because to me, the tails is backwards. So yes, there is an inherent bias. It's a fascinating study. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So two transgender cyclists have made news and have brought up again the storm that is surrounding women's sports and transgender individuals competing in women's sports as women, and the fairness that comes to all who are entering in the sport as two transgender cyclists take the gold and the silver medals at a Chicago's women's race. And critics are insisting that this pair of individuals had a considerable biological advantage over female rivals. The winners were Tessa Johnson, 25 years old, who won first place in the women's single speed and cat half. Evelyn Williamson, 30 years old, placed second in the single speed at the Chicago race. And The pair had made headlines earlier this year for sweeping the competition at several other races. And a biological female was on the podium, Allison Zmuda, who won bronze. Johnson placed first in the women's cat half, winning $150 in prize money. Williamson placed fourth, receiving $75. And it's a race called the Cyclocross Cup. It took place at Jackson Park in Chicago, Illinois, from October 7th to the 8th. It was held more than a dozen different competitions for men, women, junior athletes. And on their website, Chicago Cross Cup said they welcome transgender athletes and that they follow USA Cycling transgender athlete participation policies, which allows participants in non-elite races to self-select their gender. The race organizer said that the OCC has always been first and foremost about fostering a positive and supportive community built around competitive cyclocross racing, but that means welcoming and challenging everyone who wants to contribute to the series and make it better. They say discrimination or harassment of any kind on the basis of race, color, religion, age, gender, sexual orientation, gender identification, national origin, sports, ball, team affiliation, or any other stupid idea, they said, somebody comes up with to belittle others will not be tolerated. And that's what they put on there. And so I'm wondering if maybe we just don't have men's and women's. You know, they have a men's category. They have a women's category. And then they have a, I think, a younger athlete category. And so I'm wondering if, because I'm trying to figure out how to solve this. And it's I think many organizations are also grappling with, well, what do we do? Because if anybody can say, you know what, I'm not going to win in the men's category, but I could win in the women's. I now identify as female. What's to stop then everybody from doing that? And so, you know, because we are very progressive and we don't want to have finite definitions anymore, that we're not allowed to say male or female or based on estrogen or testosterone, and we're being gender fluid and allowing gender fluidity, then anybody in sport could now, you could also then say you're 13. You could identify as a 13-year-old and then compete with kids. And so when it comes to sports, you know, people take sports pretty seriously. And if they're not going to mind that there's going to be transgender biological males and female races, then maybe we just are done now with male and female. I mean, it doesn't make sense to have the men's team and the females team, but because somebody identifies as female, they're on the female team. Maybe we're outgrowing the whole men and women's. And then what ends up happening is you have everybody compete. Not that it's fun to see the men run, you know, leaps and meters ahead of the women, but maybe everybody starts at the same time. And then the awards go to the biological male and the biological female. There'll be a gold, silver, and bronze, and then you don't have the categories. I don't know, and that probably isn't the most ideal way to go about it either. Somebody had suggested have transgenders in their own group, but that didn't go well either. People thought that was discriminatory and it would marginalize them and there'd only be two people in the race. And so I really don't know what the answer is, because it was simpler when, if you were biological male, you're with the males, biological female, you're with females. But we do have an issue of people transitioning, altering their testosterone, enhancing their estrogen. Does it mean they don't get to participate in sports? No, we're trying to include them in sports. But if they still have such an advantage over females, is that fair? And women finally get to a point where they are World Cup winners, Olympians. We have so many sports, and women athletes are able to also don Wheaties boxes, and where we might be looking at the future of women's sports being all transgender, biological male women, and the cis female may never win a competition again. And it's definitely changed the discussion of things. And so, and what I don't want is somebody who's transgender to be ridiculed, to be, because remember, somebody who's transgender is also trying to have some privacy with it. But if it's as easy as somebody saying, you know what, I'm going to enter the race, but I'm going to enter the race as a female, it's not going to be fair. And we'll never have cis female. And I understand that as a female. I know people are saying, well, if women are equal, then why are they complaining that there's a biological advantage? There are biological advantages to being male. There's biological advantages to being female. We could give birth. That's a huge advantage. Most of us who are fertile. Well, but I cannot outrun a man. I used to be able to outrun women and some boys, but for the most part, the boys were able to outrun us. And it's, of course, it's our distribution. It's our bone distribution. So it's our bone structure, the wear of pelvises, fat, breasts. You know, it's a different body because our bodies were designed differently. So, yes, there is an advantage. But when you have people from birth, right, train, I mean, in Olympics, the quadruple axel, right? Although I think women now can do a quadruple axel, I forget. But, you know, men can do certain jumps that women can't do. So if somebody wants to win gold, they could say, I'm going to compete on the women's side, do their quadruple axels and win. And hit the technical marks that are lower for women than men. So it is a conversation that has to be, that has to happen. And you're not being discriminatory to talk about it. Then the reason why is because there's been so much money and politics and policies and work to allow women to progress in women's sports. Yeah, you have a lot of people now saying, well, so, What do we do now? Where do we go? And if they say, well, we don't want to discriminate on with, you know, in the male and female and children categories, then maybe just don't have the categories anymore. Everybody competes. And then whoever is the winner, and now we're talking about non-contact sports, whoever is the winner from a biological male standpoint gets their awards, and then the female biological gets theirs. This way, but yeah, that could still be a problem because the transgender individual would say, but I was a female, and I am a female, and yeah, I don't know what the answer is. It's, yeah, and people say, well, just don't have transgenders play on the female side. The transgender population is growing, and the rules now are allowing anybody who identifies, and you could be gender fluid and change your mind, to identify that way. So it is going to now pervade sports and be more common to see biological males want to compete on the female side. So we are going to have to come up with some sort of structure. Now there's a new law in Florida we're going to be talking about in terms of parents signing consent forms for students to be called by their nicknames. So we're going to talk about that when we get back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Steve Scalise bowing out of the race to become the next Speaker of the House. Senator Tommy Tuberville alerting Capitol Police earlier this week to what he called an attempt to encourage politically motivated assassination by former CIA and NSA Director General Michael Hayden. Because of his comments on social media the day before that Tuberville should be removed from the human race. The United States and Qatari governments halting a deal that would have granted Iran $6 billion in humanitarian aid. Gaza getting pummeled by airstrikes as Israel prepares for a possible ground assault. The Israeli Defense Forces say they have mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas targets. Corey Myers, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a very, very controversial rule that has come out of Florida is Florida students will need to have a permission slip or a signed consent by their parents if they are going to use a name that is none other what is their enrollment name or on their birth certificate or on their admission papers. And so they would need to get their parents' consent if they're going to use a nickname in schools. So if you want to be called Khaleesi, it has to be on the admission paperwork that that's your nickname. They also have nicknames. You know, what's your name? Is your name Marcus or Bartholomew, or do you go by, you know, Thal? Whatever. And LGBTQ plus community, members feel that that could, or that it could target that community. Because children who want to privately identify as part of the LGBTQ plus community and be given a different name that might be of a different gender, now is being forced to involve their parents. And so this is a little tricky. So an email was sent, I think, before school, where parents and guardians of Seminole County were advised that school districts in the state are now required to develop a form to obtain parental consent to use any deviation or nickname from the child's legal name in school. If you would like for your child to be able to use a name aside from their legal given name on any of our campuses, we ask that you complete the consent form titled Parental Authorization for Deviation from Student's Legal Name Form. The rule was implemented in July, and according to the Florida Department of Education, is meant to strengthen the rights of parents and safeguard their child's educational record to ensure the use of the child's legal name in school and parent-approved nickname. So, this is something that being an educator, you know, I see both sides to this. I see both sides to a lot of things. But when you would have somebody who would have a ethnic name and they would have an Americanized nickname for school, I would see teachers not be able to find the student in the roster or grade the student's test. Now, because I knew every student's name, I was like, oh, that's John. What are you talking about? This person did not show up to class. Automatic fail. I'm like, John was there. But his name wasn't John. The name that was legally on the roster was ethnic name. And I knew John was there, and I'm like, I could vouch for him. He was there. I saw him. Who is he? And I go, and this is it. But there was no room in the computer to put nicknames. And so when you're not going by a name, you know, I hated my nickname. My mom would call me Dolly, and my name was Dahlia. And I went to 12 schools, and when I had to be a new student at a fifth grade classroom, and I came in middle year, and my mom came in to see the classroom, and all the students were looking at me, and the teacher goes, because I was made fun of with Dolly. Dolly Parton with the big boobs and things like that. And I love Dolly Parton, by the way. I mean, honor to be called Dolly Parton. But everybody would bully me with my name. So I remember my teacher said, oh, okay, so what's your name? And I go, Dahlia. And my mom goes, but we call her Dolly. And I go, and I just kind of, I think I cringe. And the teacher goes, what would you like to be called? I go, Dahlia. So it was so liberating. And from then on there, I got to be the name on my birth certificate, Dahlia. But I wasn't known as Dahlia. I was known as Dolly for years, and I couldn't flip and stand it. And I remember how liberating it was to have a name that, that was mine, that I wanted, but my mom wouldn't call me it. And she wouldn't, because, you know, I don't know, she thought that it might have been too ethnic, and who knows what it was, but she thought it would be easier in America for people to know Dolly instead, and I didn't want that my name. I wanted my true name. So I get how liberating it is for you to be called by who you want to be, but is it on your birth certificate? My name was on my birth certificate. That was my legal name. When all the paperwork was filled out, that was the name on there. And so when you do have somebody, a student say, you know what, call me Khaleesi. Game of Thrones was awesome, call me Khaleesi. In fact, I told my students, I go, you can call me Khaleesi. So, you know, they're telling the team, yeah, so I told Khaleesi that, and, you know, she said we could turn the page. Who's Khaleesi? Oh, it's Dr. Dahlia. Well, we call her Dr. Dahlia. So I get how it could be pretty confusing if somebody's going to change your name. My name is Thor. My name is Peter Parker. I don't know. My name is Morty. Right? SpongeBob. I get that if a child is changing their name, You need to then, if that's what they're going to put on their assignments, you need to have some verification in the principal's office and in the file, and in order to do that, there has to be a parent. So that all makes sense. But where it starts to get tricky is you have somebody who is, you know, Robert, who now wants to be Natasha. And this name change, if it's going to be Natasha Smith, there will be no record of that child and no record in that school unless it gets changed. Now, somebody could easily go into the file and say, hey, this is a child that does not want to go by their legal name. They are going to use this name. So all their homework is going to say Natasha, etc. But then if there is a problem at school, and, you know, or let's say there's a crime committed and somebody said Natasha did this, and that's what they swore to, whatever, and then we find out, but that's not Natasha, that's Robert. So Robert's in the clear, because there is no Natasha. I see how there's some legality. But what's really happening is, you know, if you have somebody who is transitioning and does not want to have a boy name and wants to be a girl at school, or vice versa, and doesn't want the parents to know, this is a way for the parents to know. Now, as a doctor, I told you that when you have somebody who is struggling with a name or a gender that they don't want to be, you need all hands on deck. And the parents need to know. Because the reason why we are supporting these children is we don't want them suicidal. So the last thing you want to do is have a child who could be suicidal or severely depressed or anxious not being watched at home. So if the child's coming to school, changing their clothes, having a whole new identity, then comes home, and then changes, comes home, and then is misgendered because that's not how they want to be at home. That could be, then that means on weekends, on vacation, that kid is going to be feeling like they are being cruelly treated, not being identified as how they want to be. And you spend more hours out of school than home throughout the year, so why wouldn't the school want to get the parents involved? And so, you know, if you had to choose a side, because everybody makes you choose a side, is parents need to be aware. Now, everybody says, but a parent will kill their child. I haven't seen that yet, where a parent kills a child for wanting to be somebody else. Now, mind you, I was scared of my parents. I thought they would beat the crap out of me, you know, if I ever smoked. So I never smoked. If I kissed a boy, nope. I knew that they would. Yeah, I hid a lot of stuff from my parents. So I understand having strict parents and very obstructive parents. I get that. But if you have a child who's transgender, their doctor needs to be involved, therapists need to be there, because that is a big decision. So to keep the parents and the family and the brothers and the sisters and the cousins out of it is, you know, that could be troublesome. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So update on Olympian Mary Lou Redden. I believe she is still in the hospital fighting for her life after coming down with a, quote, rare form of pneumonia. The family is keeping her diagnosis private, as they should. Unfortunately, we don't have many more details. But we have learned in the overall in the last few days, since we heard of the Olympians, gold medalists, all-around female champion, her condition, that she didn't have health insurance. An Olympian with no health insurance. Her daughter had set up a crowdfunding site to raise funds. As of yesterday, they were over $300,000. And it was kind of shocking that somebody who, you know, could be, you know, part of our Olympics, be in fear of financial ruin, especially a gold medalist. Well, we're being told that the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee has stepped up to offer aid when they found out that their 55-year-old, you know, poster child in the 80s was struggling. The spokesperson for the USOPC told USA Today that the committee is working to get Retin approved to receive aid through the United States Olympians and Paralympians Relief Fund. They support the United States Olympians and Paralympians Relief Fund to offer aid to U.S. Olympians and Paralympians facing significant hardships due to illness, death, or extenuating circumstances. Upon learning of Mary Lou's condition, we immediately took action to expedite the application process for her family to receive assistance. We are currently working through the necessary details in real time and have reached out to Mary Lou's family to offer our assistance. Very, very cool. So McKenna Kelly had created a donation page, and that's when people found out. And I don't know if I have, I think they are at, I think 400, I don't know if I have the amount, I apologize, of where they are right now in terms of, but, you know, having the Olympics step in is definitely needed. So as of last night, there was over 6,800 donors, 380,000. One I saw gave 50 grand. So Renton's daughter, Mary Lou Renton's daughter, has thanked everyone for the outpouring of love for her mom on social media. She's still in the ICU, getting incredible care. And we'll obviously find out more of her condition and what happened. But she was only 16 when she scored perfect 10s on the floor exercise and vault in the final two rotations of the 1984 Summer Games in Los Angeles and became the first American woman to win the Olympic all-around title. She earned 5 medals that year, 2 silver, 2 bronze, in addition to gold. And we spoke about that. You know, being middle-aged, Gen X, one of the most common generations to not have health insurance. It's expensive. And it doesn't cover what we need it to. And there's a lot of us that are underinsured. Now, this doesn't mean she was poor. It might have been that she chose not to spend thousands of dollars of health insurance. But unfortunately, an ICU bill could be hundreds upon hundreds of thousands. So we're very, very grateful for everybody who has given support and grateful that the United States Olympians and Paralympians Relief Fund may step it up. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there is a Ring of Fire solar eclipse that we might be able to see tomorrow. It'll be exquisite. Millions of people will be able to see it. It is where the moon is positioned between the earth and the sun, but rather than obscuring all of it, all of the edges, it'll be within the sun looking like a ring of fire. You will be able to see it along the 125-mile-long path from Oregon. No. They say this year's solar eclipse will run along a 125-mile-long path from Oregon to Brazil. And 8 states will be in their path: Oregon, Arizona, Utah, New Mexico, and Texas. I hope that's not a typo of what I read earlier. So according to Daily Mail, the cosmic event will occur October 14th, starting at 12:13 p.m. Eastern Time in Oregon and concluding 3 hours later. So what that means is this may be happening during the daytime. Do not look at the sun. If you look at the sun directly, it could burn the cornea. Remember when we were kids, we poked a hole in an index card and then we looked through it, and that allowed us to see an eclipse without necessarily burning our eyes? But this is going to be the first time in 11 years that an annular solar eclipse will be visible in North America. So that could be pretty cool. Usually I miss it, so I just wait for, you know, the pictures to be posted. But please, for the love of God, do not look at it directly. So solar eclipse happens when the moon journeys between the earth and the sun. So it blocks a view along the small path of earth and some of all of the sun's face as it passes. The one that's going to occur on the 14th is an annular, where it occurs when the moon passes between the earth and the sun at a time when the moon is at or close to its farthest point from our planet. The farther away the moon looks, and the moon is, the smaller it will be. So it won't cover the whole sun. That's why you will see sun around it, and it'll get a, will see a ring of fire. It's going to be fascinating. The moon is farther than usual from the Earth during an annular solar eclipse. The moon will not completely obscure the sun. It'll look like a dark disk superimposed on top of the sun's larger bright face in the sky. And the eclipse will momentarily look like a ring of fire. So I think that'd be pretty cool. So you need to use very specialized eye protection. I don't think I would recommend making your own. Those living in Northern America, Central America, South America might not be able to see as much. But there will be parts of Brazil, Belize, Honduras, and parts of America that will be able to get a good look. So pretty cool. They say use solar viewing glasses or a safe handheld solar viewer at all times during the annular solar eclipse. Regular glasses are not fine. They will not handle it. They are not adequate. So please do not look at the sun. And I know a lot of us have. We go east, west, and then we look. Do not stare at the sun. That's just something that you don't want to do. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that there was an explosion, and 10,000 Americans have been under evacuation. Now, we don't think this has to do with the day of jihad. But they say that there was a gas pipeline explosion in Middleton, Idaho. A worker ruptured a 22-inch pipeline with an excavator, leading to the order to evacuate the town of 10,600 people, 31 miles west of Boise, being reported by Associated Press. Officials announced the evacuation in a post to Twitter, X, and that was about 11:20 a.m. local time. Within about 20 minutes, the gas line was turned off, according to a follow-up post, and those within a four-mile evacuation zone were asked to shelter in place and wait for additional updates. Shortly after 4 p.m., the county announced that all orders related to the emergency had been lifted and the area declared safe. You know, is it me or are we seeing more gas explosions? Remember there was that house that exploded last month? I think people were in it. They say the worker who ruptured the line was treated at a local hospital for minor injuries. The gas company claimed that no explosion, though, had taken place, thank God. But there were residents who said they did hear an explosion, and it sounded like low-flying jets. But the Williams company said there was no ignition, fire, or explosion associated with the incident, and the cause is under investigation. And mind you, people are pretty nervous right now. So it's Friday the 13th. Okay, I don't think Friday the 13th is bad for your health. I think worrying about Friday the 13th, worrying that something bad's going to happen and the anxiety could make you, you know, possibly be more prone to accidents. Keep in mind that there might be people on the road freaking out about Friday the 13th. Watch them. Drive safe. And, you know, keep your eyes out. It's, the world's kind of falling apart right now. Be safe. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.